so far.
How about as a child at home, when you were growing up?
Well, I think we used to catch maybe some, you know, as well as sulfur, but I used to think of it all in terms of sulfur.
Now, these are pieces of bedroom furniture, things that you put to clothes in the bedroom.
Well, now that's another place I find out. Use the word that a lot of people use. I know some people call it bureau, but I just call it the dresser.
Okay. And do you follow the one with or without a mirror, it would still be a dresser?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a chest. We sometimes call
it
a chest.
Is the chest different from a dresser, or is it... Would you ever follow the one with a mirror on the chest?
Not very likely. I'd probably call that a dresser, just because of the way ours is, you know.
The dresser could be the one that you call a chest or a dresser.
Right.
The one that's a chest you never call a dresser.
That's right. That's
okay.
Sort of the way I
think
of it, isn't it?
Now, in the place you hang up clothes in the bedroom?
Well, wardrobe or closet.
Yeah. Is that the same thing?
I think of those as the same thing. Now, when I was little, we had a separate piece of furniture which sat in the hall, you know, which they called a wardrobe, which you hung clothes in. But when we talk about it, sometimes we call them just these, you know, stationary.
And the package just had to feel like a little room, almost.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that big.
Well, I guess I always call that my closet, because I think of it as a walk-in closet or...
But those kinds that are built into the walls are sometimes called a wardrobe.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, that's
probably,
very common with
that thing where you hung clothes up.
Well, it's very, very common in Nashville, too.
Is it?
Very common in Nashville. All age groups call it wardrobe. And then above the house, there's a, I don't know about this house, but in older houses, they have a place up above the living
room. The attic? We do have one.
Okay. Now, have you ever thought of anything else?
No.
How was the house laid out that you lived in as a child?
It was sort of a Georgian style.
Okay, and then kind of tell me what you call the rooms.
Okay, you went into, an entry hall.
Yeah.
Or a foyer, I guess. And then there was a living room, which was quite loud over here. And on this side, there was a dining room and a breakfast room and the kitchen. And then a little bath and a back hallway and a back porch with stair steps that went down to the outside. And then upstairs, there was a master bedroom over the living room and two other bedrooms over on this side, with a bath, and not really a winding stairway, but, you know, one that sort of double back. And it had a basement and an attic, which I was very scared of, so I don't know what that was like. But we had a large basement and a large yard with swings and flower gardens and, you know, that sort of thing.
I forgot to ask about your brothers and sisters.
No, I'm an only child.
I see.
So it was just my parents and my grandmother, who was a widow, lived with us for years and years and years. And she was an infant.
Now, was that your mother's mother?
Yes.
I see. So she was from...
She was from Greenback.
Greenback, too. Huh?
Yeah. And she would have had very interesting speech, because I can remember hers was very... I guess you'd say very country.
How old were you when your grandmother died?
Oh, I was married.
Oh, I see. So
it's been within the last, you know,
did she live 12
years
or
something
when you were growing up?
All the time. The whole time. From the time I was born, she was here.